And now on The Takeaway, a couple of joyful banjo also-rans.
When you're going out, you live in your own scene. When you need to shout, you dance in your own dream. When the night is long.
Well, at least one of us is a wannabe. That's me. I'm on backup banjo there as the one and only Mike Doty sings When the Night is Long. Mike Doty, former lead singer for Soul Coughing, and I sat down and did some banjo jamming in the studio last week, part of an effort by The Takeaway to find musicians who like to talk about what's going on in the world as much as they like to jam.
You must have strong opinions, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I guess I do. I mean, I'm a contrarian.
Mike Doty's opinions are strong, as you'll hear, but his solo songs are gentle and spare, like These Are Your Friends.
These are your friends. And hey, do you want to go out? Do you want to burn? Limp and knock the chumps down. Hey, do you want to dance? Seize the mysteries, hold them in your hands. These are your friends. These are your friends. These are your friends. These are your friends.
The voice of Mike Doty, former lead singer for Soul Coughing. His latest two albums are Live at Ken's House and Stellar Motel, playing the banjo, and that's your tune?
That's my song, yeah. Well, I actually wrote the Is Change a Crime part, which, you know, is whatever, eight bars. I wrote with Roseanne Cash, actually, a song that she rejected. And I was like, Rose, let me have those eight bars. And she was willing. I had to beg her to take a percentage of the copyright. Because she was like, no, it's fine. Give me lunch sometime. And I was like, no, it's not right. Really, I just wanted to have co-written a song with her. So eventually I talked her into taking pi. 3.14.15, I think. To about seven digits or so.
I was hipster-y.
Like, yes. That's, I was like, will you take pi? And she was like, I'll take pi.
Roseanne is such a song maniac. I mean, she just loves this idea of there are songs and they're up there in heaven and we all are coaxing them out of heaven so that we can hear them on the earth.
Totally.
Yeah. You must have strong opinions, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I grew up in a conservative family with my dad was in the military. He comes from Louisiana, very conservative family down there. Many of them work in fracking.
Really?
No, yeah. And there's so many things that people that are of my political persuasion, I think, wow, how can you be so dumb? Like, it's just people that I agree with, I tend to get into arguments with.
If you mix it up more, if you have a background like you have, you're running into people who are very narrow-minded, even though they think they're like liberal, progressive, whatever.
Indeed. And the inevitable argument you get is, but we're the smart people.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, they're like, no, but see, you don't understand. We're smart and we know better. And it's very disappointing, particularly if you consider the liberal credo to be, critical thought in all areas, relentless self-questioning. And it just seems – it's like you really have never met anybody that disagrees with you. You've never met anybody for whom that that's my damn job.
Or who's in the oil business.
Who's in the oil business. No. People in my family who work in the energy industry would say, what do you think you're doing that's safer? Like the implied message when you get into any kind of argument with them is if you think that – before fracking, whatever energy you were consuming, if you think there was any less of an environmental threat, that you're dreaming.
That's an interesting argument. So does this make its way into your music, this kind of stuff, these kind of issues, these ideas? You worked with MoveOn.org for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I've done political messages, they've been very broad political songs. They always come out very easily, which is really surprising. I'm fundamentally a liberal, like a liberal. And I guess I just am increasingly astonished at at the people that I agree with.
And the narrow-mindedness.
And the narrow-mindedness.
The difficulty to have an argument. It's difficult to have a political argument in America today anyway. You know, it's not really about what the future of America is, that sort of thing.
And there's very little room for subtlety. What I always find is if I bring up like, well, you know, actually the other people think differently about fracking, or other people think differently about guns, or other people think differently about creationism, I end up being spoken to as if I'm like a creationist pro-fracker. And there's just no room for, like maybe we are wrong about some things, right about other things. Maybe there are shades within our belief system. And maybe there's a level of self-questioning that's just not present.
You think it matters if the Democrats lose the Senate in 2014?
No. Here's what makes me angry. Here's what made me really angry during Occupy. Is I tweeted this at least once a day. I said, New York State Democratic headquarters is on 28th and Park Avenue South. Go there. You're not scaring Wall Street. You will scare the Democratic Party. So all that energy, have you ever walked into a primary election to a polling place? There's nobody there. There's nobody there. You get 100 people to support a progressive candidate, you will get him on the ballot or her on the ballot. I think the Republicans generally acknowledge in private that the Tea Party are loonies, and yet they brought the world economy to the brink of collapse with the debt ceiling. You know, and I hear people who considerably further to the left than I am say like, well, this, you know, the system's ever going to change. The system never serves us. Just try. Just once. Concerted effort within the system. Just once. Prove yourself right. Just do it. Just put absolutely all your energy into putting a socialist on the ballot in New York City.
Mike Doty, former lead singer for Soul Coughing, his latest two albums, Live at Ken's House and Stellar Motel Stellar. Take it away.
I was in many minds. I was in an airport bookstore. Away from many moons. Left a suitcase on the fourth floor. Enormous balloons. Gold choker made out of spoons. Eating super sugar crisp. I was getting used to this swell. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future.
Is that acceptable as a high note? Thank you.
There was a lot of them. There was a bloody fight next door. There was a crack stem. There was a ghoul on the misty moor. City bus, ketamine, Lucy Lawless, magazine, database, Lucky Charm, outer space, smoke alarm. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart. Keep your heart beating, beating in the. Keep your heart and beating in the beating, beating, beating in the beating in the future.
See videos of Mike Doty and me jamming on our banjos here in the studio. Visit our website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.